It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Thanks for being here as we examine statewide transportation issues and priorities with the new leader of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. This nonprofit manages and maintains over 31,000 miles of county and state highway trunk systems, these major connectors of communities. Call in about public works, road conditions on highways, or what you wonder about county highway systems. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Patrick Van Der Sanden is executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, previously served as the statewide local program officer at the State Department of Transportation. Patrick, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, some vocabulary straight off the top. What are county trunk highway systems?
Well, those are what we've got that connect the statewide highway system. So the main major highways in the state, the county trunk highways, provide a connection between those and allow travel between, you know, within the counties. You'll know those by their, alphabetical labeling, you know, county trunk highway A or B, for example.
That makes sense. And these are basically corridors as well, really connecting communities like veins going all over Wisconsin.
Right. A very key part of the road transportation network in our state.
So your previous job with DOT involved coordinating aid to local governments. What did you learn about transportation in Wisconsin that's set you up for your current work at the association?
Well, if I could, I'd maybe take us even a step before my time at DOT. For 15 years, I was in local government management, and my first job in local government was as a public works director. Then I moved on to work as a village administrator and then city administrator. So that gave me a sense of just, the need to keep public roads maintained and just in balancing the budgets and how all that is taken care of. So moving then on to DOT, learning more about this, primarily what I did was assured that funding, whether it be from state or federal governments, was properly managed per state policy and statutes and getting out to the locals to take and run with.
So how does the association then interface, work with the DOT and with local municipal governments and public works departments? How does everyone combine there and work together?
Well, it is a couple of things. Folks may think that, policies developed at, by the legislature and also, work through state agencies, which is true. But, the development of that policy in utilizing best practices comes from the people out in the field. And those are the workers in county highway departments and in local governments. And so WCHA is a partner with the DOT in, committees and study groups and taking a look at, what does make sound policy, which, in turns develops the structure for how funding is determined.
Sounds like road maintenance and management and those priorities rise up from the local level?
It's a big part of it, sure. With the funding pots that are available at the state and federal level, it's those levels of government that want to know from the local level, what is their unique needs. And so WCHA is a piece of that and wants certainly to be at the table to discuss how to best utilize those funds. So I guess kind of going back to your initial question, when I was at DOT, I was a, you know, program manager, program officer, and I dealt on that side of it. But I did develop a really strong relationship with the county highway commissioners and understood, you know, where they were coming from in terms of the need to address the infrastructure that they needed to take care of in their individual counties.
Talking about transportation with Patrick Van Der Sanden, the new executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. Colin, about how trunk systems work, about what you would like to address in your county highways, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Patrick, I understand the association is having its annual conference that's getting underway. Employee hiring and retention is one of the topics on the agenda. What challenges are counties facing in this area of workforce?
Well, it's, you know, a kind of a reflection of what's going on in the overall workforce, where there are definite needs, turnover, and folks just not, you know, filling the roles that are required. It's very difficult to recruit skilled workers and retain them. And if I could say, you know, from my experience working at DOT and now understanding the issues at WCHA, you know, we're on a really good plane in terms of public funding and support by the state and federal government. But maybe the downfall or the flip side, so to speak, is that with the funding means that there will be more work, but, you know, then do we have enough of the workforce and the people out there to actually get the job done?
I wonder, do you think could county and state highway projects be at risk if there are workforce gaps in road construction crews?
Well, I guess at this point, I'm not really sure about that. You know, maybe you could draw that conclusion, getting acclimated to the position, certainly something we're going to look at. But I know that, like I said, like many industries out there, public and private, there just is a real challenge for attracting and holding on to talented, skilled workers.
The association lobbies lawmakers on transportation policy, like supporting a law passed last year allowing municipal vehicles to use fluorescent green warning lights. What are the association's legislative priorities this year?
Well, I guess I'll preface my comments again as a newbie. We're just getting into those issues, and I'm gaining understanding. But, you know, kind of the backbone issues is always to making sure that, you know, from the association, the county highway departments, they are, you know, their needs are heard and addressed in when decisions are made in terms of how funding breaks down. And, you know, so that'll be something that I'll be looking at. I know there's been a lot of discussion at the legislative level and the governor in terms of looking at shared revenue. But, you know, shared revenue, not, you know, specifically directed towards transportation, it does have a domino effect. You know, counties, local governments, they get more public funding that leads to, you know, more available resources for what is necessary in the transportation sector.
Patrick Van Der Sanden leads the Wisconsin County Highway Association. You can be part of the conversation by calling with your questions about the state's roadways. Share what you think would improve the state and county highway system. 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the new executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association, Patrick Van Der Sanden. He leads this organization representing Wisconsin's 72 county highway and public works departments, managing and maintaining tens of thousands of miles of county and state highway systems. Join in at any time, calling with your questions, your thoughts on local highways, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take a call now. David joining us from Mosinee. David, hi, go ahead. David, can you hear us? I think we're having a bit of difficulty getting David. I want to turn the attention, Patrick, to funding. One topic of your association's conference is how to access federal funds. How much does federal funding influence your work?
A big part of it. So one of the things that reverting back to the work that I did at DOT over the last 3 years was the management of funding contained in the bipartisan infrastructure law. The section that I worked in is designed to provide specific programming for various local road maintenance, and counties were a big part of that. But the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, or BIL, that was approved, put forth a huge influx in additional funding. Looking at that, again, kind of going, it's great news, means a lot more dollars coming into the state to address those needs. So then the next step is, how do we utilize it? How do we manage it? And a lot of good work has been done over the past year. And this is, several years going forward that will have to be taking care of that. So the counties will be, there to ensure that, the needs are conveyed and we get as much what needs to be addressed.
And just putting a finer point on that, Governor Evers announced last fall the infrastructure law had provided more than $235 million for over 150 local road and bridge projects, 66 counties. What is the impact of that federal funding in terms of those projects and making sure that they are the highest priority for the state and for local highway priorities, that they align?
I think that's where I'd go back to, putting the focus on, for the county government side. You've got the local cities, villages, and towns also. You're working with those people that are in the communities. Every county has a commissioner, they've got their crews, they're the ones that are out there and they know what's needed. So again, we've got a lot of this money coming in, but the state really needs to rely upon those experts that are out there who know what we need to address.
Let's bring on Tom in Madison. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Although I live in Madison, my girlfriend is up in Oxford, town of Jackson, in Adams County, and I'm familiar with a stretch of road, County Highway EE going into Adams County off of State Highway 82. And there is a turn in the road where you are encounter a sign entering Adams County, and coming the other way southbound, you find a sign entering Marquette County. But the stretch of road in between doesn't seem to be maintained by anybody. And as you go around this curve, the shoulder is badly eroded. And I've called both of those highway departments and, in fact, stopped a truck that was out there one time. And they just say, oh, no, that belongs to the other county. I'd like you to weigh in on this issue and have them fix that stretch of, you know, 100 feet of road between the county line signs.
Tom, thank you. Patrick, what could be going on here?
Well, Tom, was it? I'm sorry.
Tom. Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you first talked about County EE in Adams County, that did ring a bell. And again, finishing up things at DOT, I seem to recall that there is a project that they're looking at to look at that. I can't tell you about the specifics, but either way, I'll note it, and you know, certainly, you know, we talk with our members. But
are there stretches of roads, have you found, that where neither county will claim a small segment like that? Has that happened before?
I'm not familiar, and I know that, you know, roads that cross borders and you know, those kinds of things, you know, create some extra challenges logistically. But I guess I can't speak to, you know, any particular experience in dealing with that, you know, from my experience.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The previous director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association had raised concerns over the sustainability of one-time funding for road improvements and maintenance. Do you think a lack of long-term funding is a concern with the projects that are under consideration?
Yeah, I would agree with Dan. Dan Federley was the previous executive director, but Dan's correct in that one-time funding in Wisconsin roads, you know, are something that you have to make a commitment on. You know, the folks may think that, yeah, you dig up the road and replace it and everything means that you're good to go. Well, that, you know, it does maintain the infrastructure for quite a long time, but the ongoing maintenance is what is the key, you know, in this climate with the elements and particular how water is managed, you know, it does create deterioration over time. So that regular maintenance is what's key. And so going back to one-time funding, that may address the project and fix it, but over time there's needs to keep that new infrastructure preserved.
Patrick Van Der Sanden with us, new head of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. Dwayne in Schofield with a question. Dwayne, hi.
Oh, good morning. So we moved up here from Iowa like 12 years ago and moved to Weston Schofield. And it was a road we took from Weston to downtown Wausau. Anyway, I said, this is literally criminal that vehicles are getting destroyed on this like 3/4 mile stretch of road from like the Walgreens down to the Schofield Dam. And it was just kapoom, kapoom, kapoom. A couple of my buddies are firemen. And I had made calls to the village. Oh, it was a small section of state responsibility. They said they're well aware of it. They've had hundreds and hundreds of calls over the last couple of years. And I said, well, my buddy's a fireman. And one of the persons I picked up flew out of the cot in the ambulance.
And
I said, I challenge you to come ride this. The state, the lady was really good about it. about it.
Dwayne, short on time. I want Patrick to be able to respond. Patrick, go ahead.
Well, I certainly would say that's, you know, shines a spotlight on the true need, you know, and why that support for local funding of roads is key, you know, to address those issues. I wasn't sure if the caller was specifically talking about a county road, but I, in my work with local government and with the counties, I know that, you know, everyone is all in and making sure things are addressed with the resources that they have to do so. So,
and Patrick, we're out of time, but thank you for joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Kate.
Patrick Van Der Sanden, Executive Director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. It's a State Capitol Report. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.